This R&R Sanitation.
This is a message to parents. Last year, my wife and I lost our amazing son, Nick, to a heroin overdose in our own home. We never thought this could happen to our family.
Nick started experimenting with drugs when he was 14, and his curiosity led him to heroin.
Nick was a great kid and a perfect son. Everyone who met him loved him. He went to good schools and was an athlete. Once he tried heroin, it took over and stole his life.
He hated his addiction, fought hard to beat it, but he lost that fight. This can happen to any family. Talk to your kids about the dangers of prescription painkillers and heroin. And don't be naive. Your words might not be enough.
If you think something is going on with your child, act on it. Giving them too much benefit of the doubt could kill them.
For help, call the NCADA at 962-3456. To learn more about heroin, visit curiosityandheroin.com. Thank you.
This message brought to you by the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, St. Louis area.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is with us. Kathy, how should buyers prepare when looking for a new home?
Well, align yourself with a knowledgeable agent team like us. Homes are selling quickly and often for above asking price. We network with other agents to find coming soon homes before they even hit the market.
Kathy Helbig, what makes buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups because we have a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as design and staging, marketing, and buying. Specialist.
How are you using technology to help your client?
Our clients can utilize iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps that help make the home buying process smooth and fun.
Great.
It allows for direct communication with our clients, and they have the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's fantastic. That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West Real Estate. She's an expert on KSDK Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on the Big 550 KTRS. Check her out online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Are you depressed? If you're feeling exhausted and sad and have no interest in things you used to enjoy, if your appetite has changed and you can't sleep, you may be suffering from depression. We're conducting a clinical research study evaluating an investigational drug designed to work with antidepressants to see if it can help address unresolved symptoms of depression. To learn more about this study and see if you qualify, call 888-44-MERCY, 888-44-MERCY.
Advance Auto Parts introduces the Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
alcoholics, the unemployable, angry loners.
Yep.
So get loosened up.
That's our employee sheet. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 4th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. I'm sure you've heard of them at the Washington Elizabeth exit. That's where they've been for 55 years. Same location. That's where they sell Chevrolets, cars and trucks and SUVs, and that's where there's going to be a big event. At least I hope it'll be big. August 15th, that's a Saturday, but something prior to that, and we'll tell you about that in a moment. But first,
hey!
You snorted or belched?
I hit my glasses.
No, that sounded like a belch or a snort. Yeah.
I didn't snort.
See? He played it back. That's what it, see, over the air, that's what it sounds like.
Oh.
You don't realize
that's
it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiepel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your advisor, we would love for you to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every quarter. For their phone number or more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. I want to say happy birthday again to Nora Pfeiffer and her daughter Karen Pfeiffer.
That's your birthday gift, Nora.
Yeah.
And their lovely daughter, Dumia.
Dumia Pfeiffer.
Thank you. No, Nora, knock it off, okay? I don't know how else to say it. Stop bringing these cakes in here every year, all right?
No,
they're too
don't
good.
Stop. Keep
them. Or just give them, take them to Dan's residence, wherever he's living at the time. Don't bring them in here. That's the greatest German chocolate cake I've ever tasted. Hebe Jimenez is in charge. He's in charge of guarding this cake. Yeah. A lot of people like to steal this and get it home.
You let somebody just sneak in here a couple minutes ago and get
well,
a piece.
Well, sometimes it's like that the guy that escaped from prison had sex with the guard. Hebe sometimes has sex with some of the women here. And you know,
I was talking about Carney.
Well, Hebe has sex with him, too.
Yeah.
Carney slipped him the proverbial cheese.
Yeah.
Say, so Hebe, I need a piece of cake.
I got some Gouda in my pocket.
Bernice is in heaven.
I don't think Rat Boy talked, though.
Oh, he didn't.
Well, yeah, he talks after Bernice, doesn't he?
I think so.
Oh.
It's Hebe, Bernice, and Rat Boy.
Oh, that's right.
What's the matter with you?
He started
doing
years? His John Carney.
How many years have you done this? 17?
I'm sorry.
And Rat Boy has a screenplay. He's trying to get a movie produced. It's like the Clint Eastwood thing, except it's something bad and the ugly. It's the Gouda, the bad and the ugly.
Oh.
And it's the story of a trio of, what kind of bandits are they?
Cheese
bandits. They go around stealing. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Just an excuse to say the word. Not funny. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember in the early stages of our ridiculous political correctness that they put an end to the Frito Bandito campaign?
Was that because of the political
correctness?
Yes,
no. Really? It was absolutely because somebody said you're portraying Mexicans as thieves and bandits. The Frito Bandit. That's when we started losing our mind.
I don't think before my lifetime,
yeah.
I think.
No, but that's when we started caving in, to a couple of people who said, hey, Frito Bandito. And it was a great little campaign.
I know.
Frito Bandito. I like those corn chips.
Corn chips.
I get them from you.
That's enough. What?
The Wikipedia page says, pressure from the National Mexican-American Anti-Defamation Committee and others prompted an update to the character. His gold tooth and stubble were eliminated, and his hair was combed. And then the character was completely retired in 1971.
Yeah, and you know why? Three people complained.
I didn't know he had a gold tooth.
Original, yeah. He was initially replaced by the Muncha Bunch.
Muncha Bunch?
Muncha Fritos, corn chips.
Oh, yeah.
That was a group of cowboys, which then were replaced by W.C. Fritos, modeled after comedian W.C. Fields.
Stupid.
W.C. Fritos.
Stupid. Nothing was as good as the Frito Bandito. And I never once watched it as a kid and thought, Frito Bandito, I'll bet all Mexicans are thieves. I never did that. That's when we started losing our minds. We're brought to you by Johnny Londoff, Chevrolet. They haven't lost their... Well, no, they haven't lost their minds. They've gone a little crazy over this August 15th thing. Let me tell you what's going down here. Saturday, August 15th is a Saturday. I'm going to go there. I never do this anymore, but I'm going to do this. And you need to know something about me. The reason I don't do lunches and banquets and, I'll be hosting and emceeing. I don't do that because, I don't know. I just look at me, look at me, look at me. But I'm going to go Saturday, and we're going to have a great time, and I'm going to meet a lot of people. I'm going to meet anybody that shows up that wants to say hello. I'll be happy to meet you. Please show up. Otherwise, I look like a failure, and we look like we don't have any listeners. So show up.
It's a shame you're doing that during the daylight hours, because it would be the perfect opportunity to rent one of those big Klieg lights. You don't see those as much anymore. It used to be like once a month you would see something happen. Yeah. And you'd always wonder.
People who don't know what this is, like 20th Century Fox, those sweeping searchlights.
They had like a flame in the middle of it,
didn't
they?
Oh, yeah, they were bright. We should have gotten those. We should have.
But you need to do it at night.
Yeah, right.
But there are some, and I ran one. I knew a guy that had them, and I would go start them up, the Sky Tracker, and it had those four lights that would go and go flying all over
the
sky.
You always wondered, what was that? If you saw it away far away, you go, what is that?
Well, because when it passed over and hit a cloud, it looked like a UFO or something.
That was cool.
But it'll be daytime, so we won't have that. 11 to 2, that's when I'll be there. You're invited to come earlier, stay later, whatever. Kitty Harrison, the grill mistress of Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, will have brats and hot dogs and hamburgers. Bring your family. It'll be fun. That's the 15th, and I will bring, rain or shine, the white Z06. I drove it to Washington, Missouri today. I cannot believe that I didn't get a ticket. I'm not taunting you, police officers. I love the police. I'm not taunting you. I'm just telling you.
What did you go up to?
To 110, to Washington. I was in a hurry. But I didn't stay at 110. I just ran it up there real quickly. And you know why I did it? Some guys behind me. And I could look in the mirror and see them, and in the windshield, they were making a motion like, get on it, get on it, get on it. They were going. So finally, just to give them a thrill, just gone. I looked in the mirror. They're out of sight. They were gone. They were a dot behind me. I'm going to get it one day. I just hope they don't stop me at a top speed of like 110. I'm going to prison.
Yeah, that's
a prison
sentence. That's a hefty fine.
Well, that's what happened with that one guy from Mizzou. Remember, he 143.
I'll never do that. I'm not doing that. And I don't drive fast. I just like to go, you know. And I ran it up once for 2 seconds and back down. And I will have that white, screaming, beautiful car there. You can't touch it. Okay, I only go so far with this I love the listeners thing. Okay, don't touch my car, but I will have it there. And you get to meet the man, John Landoff. We'll shake some hands, take some pictures, have some good food. It'll be fun. Now, prior to that, from now till the end, make sure you got these dates right, the end of the work day, Friday night the 14th, right now even, they're not closed yet, you go take a test drive, anything, test drive, any Chevy. Tell them you are AM and the PM. Otherwise, you can take a test drive and you're not going to be in the drawing. The poor, lowly, ignorant souls who do not listen to this station, who listen to other stations, they're going to go take test drives. It's sad. They're not even going to know that had they been listeners, that test drive would have put their names in the drawing. And here's what we're giving away. A 2-year lease on a brand new Chevy Cruze, prepaid. You put the gas in it and pay the insurance. That's it. And that's for any test drive. You're in that drawing up until Saturday, till the end of the business day Friday. Then Saturday, the second round of fun starts. And we'll have some other stuff to give away on Saturday. So there you have it. So get on out there and take a test drive and something. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Landoff.com is the website. I know we didn't forget him. He was gracious enough to wait from downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It's free. Please download it. Good way to get a Laclede Cab and get it quickly. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
How are you, Bill?
Pretty good. I have to share something with you right off the bat. So yesterday, now once in a while, I think that you and I, Frank, and this scares the crap out of me, but you and I think that we stink alike.
We stink alike?
Which
yeah,
no,
that's
we
what
stink.
I heard.
Well, it sounds like we stink alike.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
we stink alike sometimes. Okay. And so yesterday, all throughout the day, I was trying to remember a joke that you've told that I loved. And I don't ask you to tell jokes very often, but there was this one, and for whatever reason, it was just on my mind. because I had recently, I just was cutting the grass. And I remember you told a joke about cutting the grass. And all day long, it was driving me crazy. And yesterday, at about 5:30, right about this time yesterday, I had my headphones on. I was at the gym. Yeah, that's right. I go to a gym. Ooh. And you told the joke that I couldn't think of yesterday.
You got to be kidding me. The same joke was on your mind.
The joke about the cutting the toes off. That was the joke.
Wow. This is like some
sort
of
crazy?
Psychic transmission between minds. That
I
is
wish
crazy.
You could have look on my face. I'm sure it was just the holy crap look because I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Tell him the joke that I was thinking of.
How often are you in the gym?
Oh, yesterday was my first day.
Really? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Honest to God. I bought a membership, and then apparently they say that has no health benefits for you. So you actually have to go in. So I finally went in, and it was all right.
It was all right. How long were you? How long did you do whatever you do? Did you have somebody helping you?
Yeah.
I was there 90 minutes. 90 minutes. I did the elliptical deal, and I lifted weights, and I did all the machinery.
Gave you a routine. You just didn't go in there and start doing stuff. They told you kind of what.
Well, I'll be honest with you. This last 2 weeks ago, when I was traveling with my dad, there was a gym, a workout thing, in one of the hotels where we were, and so I said, "Oh, what the heck? I'll go with you," because he's fit and trim, and I went and it was and I worked out and did some of the things that he was doing, and he showed me how to work some of the different equipment, and I said, "All right, I could do this," so I did.
Are you trying to bulk up or something, or get some muscles?
Trying to be a little more fit, you know? Why not?
Why not? That's what I always say. No, wait, I say why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
There's room, you know. If you want to join us, we could be like workout partners.
No, thank you. You know what you ought to do? On your BillOnTheRoad.com, you ought to take a picture right now of your unfit body, and then an after with your big muscles.
Yeah.
I don't know that anybody wants to see either before or after.
Oh, come on, Bill.
Maybe just for myself, I would say that.
Yeah. Well, think about it.
Right.
Okay.
Well, more than 112 million people will visit theme parks this year. The country's most visited theme park this year, once again, will be Orlando's Magic Kingdom. More than 18 million people are going to walk through the gates there.
Wow.
And coincidentally, all 18 million of those are going to be in front of the line at Space Mountain, same time you are. Sorry.
That's a long line.
Yeah,
thank you. Came up with that one in the gym yesterday.
Boy.
A guy that hid in a suitcase on a plane headed for Spain the other day has died.
Oh, no.
Yeah, authorities say he could hardly contain himself.
No, that's good. Yeah, in a suitcase.
And Ohio Governor John Kasich and former Texas Governor Rick Perry have been fighting for that 10th spot in the Republican debate for Thursday. And a sign of the times, the two of them will settle it with a dance-off. So look forward to that. A dance-off.
No,
was that one in the gym, too?
I don't think anybody got it.
Yeah, whatever. And finally, the sad. I'm going to get some muscles, and then when you don't laugh at me, I'm going to come out here and beat the crap out of all of you.
Oh, man. We better start laughing.
Yeah, so look out. Yeah, there can only be 10 people on that stage at the Republican debate, and to keep the others off, but Donald Trump vows to build a wall around it paid for by Mexico.
Immigration humor.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Dan.
Yeah. Thanks, Bill.
Maybe I'll not have to work out.
No, those are gym-inspired jokes. Cut
his
that out.
His unfit humor was better.
Yeah.
I want to say hello to Sue and Mary and Teresa at Mercy Hospital in Washington, Missouri, where I was this morning. I wasn't admitted to the hospital. I was there giving blood because I had gone there last Friday and gave a bunch of blood. And somebody forgot to, let's put it this way, it wasn't kept as cold as it should be before they processed it, and it went bad, and they couldn't use it, and I had to go back and give the blood all over again. Yeah. So I'm down a lot of blood in less than a week, like 16 vials of blood.
Ugh.
Yeah. You give 16 vials, what do you get? A little bit dizzy and a little. Okay. Hello to Sue and Mary Therese. Nice people. That Mercy Hospital, you wouldn't think it. Washington, Missouri. You think, well, that's a nice place, and they're very nice people there. Reba McIntyre says that she's divorcing that Narvel Blackstock. That was her. They've been married 26 years. That was the guy who was in her band, I think, and she married him.
I think so, yeah.
And all the country music people, oh, they were in an uproar. Oh, Reba, this is horrible. You left your husband. Well, now she's leaving this guy. They're getting divorced. So I'm not a Reba fan. She's got a song called Somebody Should Leave. It's about, like, one of us needs to go. You go, I go. And that's exactly what's happening here. I want to like Reba, but she looks like the Joker.
She does. She's got that mouth.
She's got that Joker mouth.
Yeah.
And then when she talks, I think she exaggerates that accent. It's almost
hard. She's kind of got a lisp.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
It sure gets quiet.
When the kids go
to bed.
We sit here in the silence.
That's enough. I kind of like her. I want to like her, but I don't know.
Wow, too big.
You know what? She doesn't seem... She's not hot or sexy to me. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah,
there's
no,
nothing
I
about
agree.
Reba McIntyre that's...
You go, yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. Attractive.
One woman that does make me go, yeah, though,
Shania?
Is...
Shania?
Who is also getting a divorce, Gwen Stefani.
Oh,
who's divorcing
yes.
Gavin Rossdale. Another big music power couple.
But Reba's not ugly.
No,
not
ugly.
But it's interesting,
but just...
she's not... Let's put it this way. I don't, this is kind of crude, but if somebody said, get aroused by Reba, I don't think I could do it. Maybe she danced in front of me naked, maybe, but not just as Reba, no. Happy birthday again to our Dan Strauss, everybody.
Oh, 4017.
Yes,
4017. And Billy Bob Thornton's birthday's today, too.
Oh, my goodness. I heard, I believe it was Martin... What's his name? I can't think of his last name. He was on earlier. Tried to do Carl from Sling Blade. It was embarrassing.
Really?
Oh,
it was
man.
Embarrassing. And then one other quick thing, and we're going to have to do something about this. And I don't like doing this to other KTRS on-air people, but this John Carney, the filth.
What?
He did a couple of things. Here's an email I got from Terry, a listener. He says about 12:24. John Carney was talking about punching a woman in the puss. And then the emailer goes on to say, he is vulgar. He said it twice.
Whoa.
Punching a woman in the puss.
Oh, my goodness.
We're not going to put up with this, and we are going to take this down the hall. And then today, I heard him talking about an astronaut. And somebody said, and I think
lose
it's
a fist that way.
I think it's that.
Hey, give me back my fist.
I think it's that Josh.
Give that back.
Who was asking about the astronaut? Did he have any tang? And John Carney said, I don't want to get into his personal life, like sex life. A reference to Poon.
Whoa.
A reference to Poontang.
Wow.
Man.
That's what's going on.
What kind of filth are they?
Thank goodness nobody's listening.
No.
That's the only good news. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Hit her in the puss.
Wow.
That's below the belt humor.
No,
right
it
there.
Is. When Mike Dorsey gets wind of that. That's something.
Gets wind of it. Oh.
So a police officer is interviewing and interrogating three blonde female police officers who want to be detectives. And you have to have gotten past certain things you have to be able to do and requirements that have to be met. So they're testing individually, the three blonde police officers' skills at recognizing a suspect. So what they do is they put up a quick, you know, those mug shots. They have you stand to one side, the other side. So it's a profile shot of a criminal. And the first blonde is being questioned, and the policeman says, this is your first suspect. And he takes the picture down. He goes, now how would you recognize that person? What do you remember? She says, well, I think that he would be easy to catch because he only has one eye and he only has one ear. And the policeman says, it's a profile shot.
That's a pro. What are you talking about? Get out of here. And she's out. She's not going to be a detective. And the second blind comes in. It's same thing. He flashes the picture for about 3 seconds. He says, this is your suspect. How would you recognize him? The second blind says, well, he would be very easy to pick out anywhere. He's only got one eye and one ear. He says, for goodness sakes, it's a profile shot. You're out. He's thinking, what is the matter with these chicks? Third blind comes in. He says, all right, same thing. Flashes the picture, 5, 6, takes it down. He goes, that's your suspect. How would you go about finding this person? What could you tell the department about that suspect? She says he wears contact lenses. He says, what? She says he wears contact lenses. He says, now, that is a very interesting answer, but hang on a minute. I'm going to go check his file. So he goes and pulls up the file, and sure enough, the guy wears contact lenses. He says, very good, officer. Very good. How are you able to make that observation? She says, well, it's easy. Can't wear glasses because he only has one eye and one ear.
Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Crews have just removed a stalled vehicle that was on southbound 170 past Olive, blocking the right lane. Now traffic is just jammed up from Olive all the way down through Highway 40. We have southbound 141. That is stop and go now from Highway 30 all the way through Highway 21. Southbound Telegraph, you're jammed up now from 255 through Yeager. You have that earlier accident on eastbound 70 at Cypress. It's still there. One police car, one other car on the left shoulder. But you're jammed up approaching Highway 270 through Cypress. Westbound 70, you're heavy from 170 through Cypress. Southbound 270, stop and go from Page down through Highway 40, slow pockets through Big Bend. We have westbound 40 heavy from Kings Highway out through McCausland. Eastbound 40 jams from Boyle to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Zillow, with homes for sale, historical pricing data, and photos available on Zillow.com or on their mobile apps. Zillow, find your way home. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local, the Big 550 KTRS. Now more than ever, depend on it.
In business, it's crucial that you recruit the right talent for your company. That's why you should interview a region's business banker. And when you do, please, please ask the hardest-hitting questions on your mind. Like, how will you work to understand my business and financial goals? Will you give me options based on my specific needs? Can I expect smart advice and guidance through all those options? How do you ensure my loan is in line with my objectives? Hey, these are things you need to know. What you'll find is that we have a lot of thought-provoking answers that address the critical issues you face today. Oh, and like any good interview candidate, we'll have some questions for you that may get you thinking about opportunities you haven't considered yet. So set up an interview with a Regions Business Banker today. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Are you sick of those slippery dentures?
Are you sick of that disgusting-tasting adhesive?
Gateway Mini Dental Implant Center has the perfect solution.
Mini dental implants click your dentures right into place.
Minis can secure a single tooth, a partial, or a full set of dentures.
So you can eat, drink, and smile with complete confidence.
No oral surgery is required, so the healing time is minimal.
And after your initial consultation, the mini dental implant procedure can typically be completed in just a single visit.
Best of all, minis are as little as one-third the price of conventional implants.
So the question is, why wouldn't you?
Call Gateway Mini Dental Implant Center right now to schedule your free initial consultation with Dr. Richard Boatman.
618-579-2499.
That's 618-579-2499.
Or visit them online at gatewaymdi.com.
Gateway Mini Dental Implant Center.
A snap away to a beautiful smile.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life,
Would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates? Or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education? Or maybe one the U.S. News & World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-600-4119. U.S. News & World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-600-4119. That's 1-800-600-4119.
Flooring takes more abuse than any product you'll ever put into your home. To withstand that wear and tear requires a solid product and a superb installation. You get both from the contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council. Their crews of installed floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training and are required to take refresher classes throughout their careers. A great installation won't fix a cheap product, and an expensive flooring does not perform well when installed improperly. For the best selection of flooring products and an installation from the most highly trained craftsmen, for a floor you'll be proud of for years to come, call the Flooring Industry Council at 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org to find a contractor near you. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org. What do a 32 Ford and a 69 Camaro have in common? They're classic cars. And headquartered in St. Louis is your one-stop shop for classic car restoration, service, and sales. Classic Car Studio. Classic Car Studio builds high-end classic cars, sells fully restored show-quality classics, and they're proud to announce a brand new paint and body shop. Classic Car Studio is owned and operated by knowledgeable and dedicated enthusiasts who take great pride in their product and their work. Visit the Classic Car Studio showroom at 1002 Hanley Industrial Court. For more, go to classiccarstudio.com.
Come out and join the fun this Saturday at McBride & Son's annual block party. Qualified buyers of a McBride home will receive a prepaid lease on a brand new Volkswagen from the Dean team, or save from $2,000 to $102,000 on a select new home. Buy a new home and get a new car. Now that's a party. Choose a new car or save $2,000 to $102,000 on a new home only this Saturday and only with McBride Homes. It's the McBride & Son Homes annual block party. Restrictions apply. See McBrideHomes.com for details.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
These hailstorms have done a number on your roof. Call me, Billy Berry. I'm the roofing man. My phone number is 636-294-7663. I've been doing roofs all over St. Louis for decades. I'd be honored to do your roof. I'm locally owned and operated. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
I'm your roofing man. My name's Billy. Call me now.
Berry Construction Storm Repair. 636-294-7663.
No retirement game plan? Then no retirement. Discover a simple step-by-step guide to help create a rock-solid retirement plan on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. We are Let Me Get Sober. Time to talk to Mike Evans. We're going to do that after I make sure you know who it is that makes his appearance possible, and that is Annie Gunn's Restaurant at the Smokehouse Market. If you're there Thursday night, say hello, because I will be there with another couple. And how do you say no to this? I get a text from this guy, and his girlfriend goes, "We'd like to take you there, our treat." What am I going to say? No thank you? Of course I'll be there. Annie Gunn's, next door to the Smokehouse Market, Chesterfield Valley, on the east end of everything. Gift cards, very popular and a good idea. Here is Mike Evans.
All
righty then.
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the singer who has an ice cream cone tattoo on their calf. Not on their livestock, on their leg.
Oh.
Miley Cyrus.
No.
Oh, she's still hot. She's
no.
An idiot, but
no.
She's still hot.
She's not.
Elton John.
No, he's hot.
Sam Smith. Or Pink. Answer in a minute. TV news. It's been a bad summer for television.
It sure has.
While the first True Detectives was fabulous, this new one with Vince Vaughn and Colin Firth and
horrible.
Rachel McAdams,
horrible.
It's so hard to follow and confusing. Ratings are going right in the toilet.
If it weren't for the really great, violent, dark scenes, I wouldn't be watching it. But I don't have any idea what I'm watching. One exception, though, to Bad Summer, Ray Donovan.
Yeah, that's true. Under the Dome should be under the ground.
I'll say.
Horrible. Orange is the New Black has become blacked out by viewers. It's become like a soap opera, rather. It's changed. The writing's bad. Astronaut Wives Club just never got off the ground.
No, see what he did there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. HBO Ballers have been deflated.
Oh, he's on the roll. Yes. He's on the
and high. Humans, the show Humans, wasn't fit for consumption.
Oh, boy. He is so...
Thank you. We'll be here all week.
He's on it today.
Anyway.
No.
Thank you. Biggest bomb of the year, though, definitely Ryan Seacrest, Knock Knock, Seacrest out. That was the worst. You called that one, Franco.
I can't. I don't think I have ever seen a show on TV, I'm not kidding, worse than that.
Yeah. It's only Tuesday, but I have two movie reviews.
All right.
Because I don't want our listeners to miss either one of these.
Okay.
Opening tomorrow. Shaun the Sheep.
What?
Shaun the Sheep.
Never heard of it.
Shaun's day off turns into a full-blown laugh-out-loud film when he and his buddies get stuck in the big city. This is a claymation animated movie, a cute, warm, witty, delightful treat, rated PG. Take the kids, they'll like it. It's 85 minutes, and the writing is so good that a lot of the writing, adults are going to laugh out loud. 4 stars.
Wow.
The other movie opens Friday, and it is one of the best movies of the year, The Gift. Stars Jason Bateman, Rebecca Hall, and Joel Edgerton, who wrote and directed as well stars in a great script, great acting. This is a thriller, a suspense thriller that would make Alfred Hitchcock proud.
Mm.
When an old high school buddy named Gordo shows up out of the blue bearing gifts.
I've seen the trailers for this. It looks good.
He appears to be normal, but nothing's normal about Gordo. It'll shock you, it'll keep you on the edge of your seat, and it'll give you the creeps.
Great. I love it.
Rated R, under 2 hours, The Gift, 4 stars.
When does it open?
Friday.
All right, I'm there.
Dayton history, 1893, Lizzie Borden takes an axe to her parents. Birthdays today, race car driver Jeff Gordon, movie actor Billy Bob Thornton. Hi, Dean. I guess it's my birthday in real life. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
You know you're second best.
What are you doing? What is that you're doing? What are you doing?
And Barack Obama's birthday today.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
No.
Oh, man.
And finally.
No.
How many times have you seen Sling Blade?
4 or 5.
Okay. Good for you. I think I've seen it about 5 or 6 times.
It's my birthday today, too, Mike.
That's right. It's Dan's birthday.
Yeah. Is it really? You and Barack Obama?
No, me and Billy Bob.
Hi, Dan. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Roger Clemens, too, I think.
Yes, it is.
The steroid guy.
What are you going to do? Go through everybody's birthday in the whole world?
You don't need to talk like that. There's no reason you'd be talking like that now.
I wasn't going to do this until you did yours.
Started,
oh, boy.
And then I had to do it to make everybody aware how bad yours is. Your Billy Bob, your Carl stinks compared to mine. Why don't you not talk when I'm talking?
You wish you could talk like I could talk.
Get on with the pop quiz.
Name the name of the singer who has an ice cream cone tattooed on their cap. Miley Cyrus, Elton John, Sam Smith, or Pink.
I
like that Pink.
Yeah, I'll go with Pink.
I'm going to say Pink.
I want it to be Pink, so I'll say Pink. So,
ugliest thing in the world with hair growing all over it. Sam Smith. Mike, I'll see you.
I think he was going to say hair growing all over it, and it's pink. Now that would be ugly.
You know when people try to do that, Carl, and they do it in front of me, all they're doing is embarrassing themselves. Because it is not as good. Let me tell you something. I was on the phone with Betty Bob, his own self, and he said to me, it's the best Carl he's ever heard, remember?
Yep.
And he done it with me. We two done it together.
And he never does it.
He doesn't. He
anybody.
Never does it because he's sick and tired of it, and he's tired of people doing it bad.
Yep.
Like Mike did. But then when I done it, he had to admit it was the best. And you people listening don't know what we're doing. You need to watch Sling Blade and you'll get it. All right, then.
First Community Credit Union. I'd like to read you an email. I just got it. Got it this morning. Dear Frank, July 17th, went to First Community Credit Union on Telegraph in South County. Had my Ziploc bag, gallon size, full of change. I wanted to turn in my change, my coins, like you were telling everybody that they have a change counter machines and I wouldn't have to pay for, like I do those other machines. First Community Credit Union only has two change counters. Unfortunately, Telegraph is not one of the locations. Chesterfield, I was told, was one. And the teller told me the other location. I can't remember it now. But instead of turning me away with my coins, Catherine and Brittany at First Community Credit Union proceeded to help me roll my change at the counter. It took us about 25 minutes to roll it all up and deposit it. And did I say this was on Friday at the end of the day? My old bank would have given me the coin rolls and told me to come back, rather the coins, and come back when they're rolled. Catherine and Brittany went above and beyond normal bank teller service. I'm so happy I switched my accounts and all of my children's accounts to First Community Credit Union. And it goes on with more. I'll save part two for another time. Folks, I don't know where you're banking or why you're there. Please consider doing all your banking, or I do all my banking, First Community Credit Union. They are the exclusive sponsors of the yard sale every Saturday morning, and it is a great place to bank. 41, I believe, locations now. The largest credit union in the St. Louis area. FirstCommunity.com.
Time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, Dan, you've got an accident that's causing major delays in each direction on northbound Highway K at 364. So just look for the stall out there. On westbound 40, you're still slowing from approaching Hampton through McCausland from Highway 270 out through Mason. On eastbound 40, things are still slow between Highway 70 and Lake St. Louis Boulevard downtown. You're heavy now from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. We have eastbound 270 not getting any better. You're just jammed up between 170 and Newhalls Ferry. Southbound 270, just a little slowdown now between Page and Ladue. Southbound 170, heavy from Ladue down through Highway 40. And it does look like things have thinned out pretty much on Highway 141. Eastbound 40, still slowing, approaching Miraz to the Merrimack River Bridge. And this report brought to you by Firehouse Subs. The King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw Sandwich is back. It's steaming hot with 12-hour pit-smoked pulled pork, topped with pepper jack cheese and fresh Hawaiian coleslaw piled high on toasted King's Hawaiian bread. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen, limited time only. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Get the kids an A-plus back-to-school wardrobe at Burlington with the hottest trends and classic looks, all at the lowest prices. Burlington, style for everyone.
Nora Pfeiffer, you are the German chocolate cake devil, okay? Thank you. Have a great Wednesday evening. What is this, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
You know what? See, I blew it. I'm supposed to finish before Randy Newman sings, and because Nora made this German chocolate cake, it screwed my system up. My sugar levels are all off, but I did limit to one piece. Nora, thank you. Happy birthday. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Rod Blagojevich speaking from prison. What he had to say today as he tries again to have more of his convictions overturned.
A smelly mess in Florissant, the thousands of gallons of raw sewage that was headed for Coldwater Creek.
Our atmosphere starting to turn a little unsettled. As a result, we're seeing some hit and miss thunderstorms right now, but rain and storms becoming more widespread over the next couple of days.
Fox 2 News starts now with breaking news.
And we are continuing to follow our breaking news in Wood River, where there are reports of dozens of explosions at the Wood River Aquatic Center. It's reported that two different types of chlorine combined, and that's what caused the explosions. We do have